Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Last week, we learned of the deaths of two artists credited with changing the way Western popular music looked and sounded. And today, we want to talk about their legacies. Little Richard made his mark on rock and roll loudly and proudly with energetic piano-pounding performances, a great bouffant, and classic songs like Tutti Frutti.
She knows how to love me, yes, indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me, Tutti Frutti.
His songs and performances also broke down sexual stereotypes and introduced gender fluidity to rock music. As the NPR headline said, he was both the king and queen of rock and roll. He died from bone cancer at age 87. And then there was the passing of another foundational musician, Florian Schneider, who also died from cancer at age 73. Though he was the quiet half of Kraftwerk, a band that already placed sonic experimentation above live showmanship, Schneider's influence stretched across genres from electronic music to rock and hip-hop. Chris Lowe of the Pet Shop Boys said Kraftwerk, quote, started it all. Coldplay used a Kraftwerk song to make 2005's Talk, and Afrika Bambaataa, one of hip-hop's pioneers, argued for putting the band alongside Jay-Z in the hip-hop pantheon. And David Bowie credited this song, Audubon, with bringing his focus from America back to Europe and to electronic music. WNYC's own Jonathan Schaefer, host of Soundcheck and New Sounds, who's often just one office away from me normally, joins us now to talk about these two foundational musicians. It's so nice to talk to you, John.
Good to see you, sort of, Allison.
Soon, my friend. One day soon. So what was so different about Kraftwerk sound from everything that had come before?
Well, you know, it was, I mean, these days, the word transhumanism has become a thing, you know, this idea of a melding of human and machine. And I think Kraftwerk were creating that music as far back as the early 1970s. They really went for a kind of motoric electronic sound that played with the idea of what's organic and, you know, what's human and what does it mean to be human in the late 20th century.
How much of its sound and innovation can be credited specifically to Schneider?
A lot of it. If you had let Autobahn, the song you just heard a clip of, play longer, you would have heard Florian Schneider playing the flute. That was his original instrument. He quickly put that aside, though, in favor of synthesizers, and he was also responsible for the kind of processed vocal sound that became so much a part of Kraftwerk songs. So the voices would sometimes sound recognizably human, but often they would have this kind of in-between effect where you weren't quite sure whether you were hearing a computer or a robot or a human or what. And another thing to say about them is while the members of Kraftwerk, Schneider of course included, were German, they didn't see themselves as a German band as much as a European band. You know, they were growing up in post-war West Germany, and they were closely involved in the whole European project. So they really took a kind of a pan-European approach to making this music.
You've provided me a beautiful segue. Let's listen to the track Trans-European Express, and we'll talk about it on the other side.
Champs-Élysées, leave Paris in the morning. with T-E-E. Trans-Europe Express.
So, Jonathan, what's significant about this track in terms of Kraftwerk's influence?
Well, the influence is pretty obvious when you get to the music of Afrika Bambaataa. One of the foundational songs in hip-hop was Bambaataa's song Planet Rock, which is essentially built around the exact music you just heard. I remember hearing it for the first time and thinking, what's going on here? This is clearly the Kraftwerk song, Trans-Europe Express. That kind of the fascination with technology, with cars and Autobahn, with trains and Trans-Europe Express, with pocket calculators and home computers, all of that stuff produced a kind of rhythm that hip-hop people, producers and DJs would be sampling for decades to come. But really, Afrika Bambaataa was the guy who got there first.
Well, let's listen to that track, Planet Rock.
Play, our world is free, be what you mean, it's me.
Rock, rock, the planet rock. Don't
yeah,
rock,
you can rock, hear it. My guest is Jonathan Schaefer. We're talking about the influence of two foundational musicians who we've lost in the past couple of weeks. And one last song from Kraftwerk. You chose a David Bowie piece, V2 Schneider.
Yeah, because, well, it's named after Florian Schneider, and it uses that kind of processed vocal effect that Schneider was famous for. Also, you know, Bowie was deeply impacted professionally and personally by both Little Richard and Kraftwerk in terms of sound, presentation on stage, the sort of gender ambivalence that he used in his work. And V2 Schneider from the album called Heroes is his tribute to that Kraftwerk part of the equation.
Let's listen to a little bit of David Bowie. My guest is John Schaefer. He's been walking us through Kraftwerk and its influence, actually in terms of Schneider's influence, Florian Schneider's influence. Let's talk about Little Richard quickly. He's probably more familiar to more people, so we don't need to play as many clips. What was different about the kind of music that Little Richard was making and the way he performed?
Well, those are two very different questions. I mean, the music was, you know, classic early rock and roll. As a pianist, he played what the 1950s comedian Stan Freberg once called that plink, plink, plink jazz, except he played it at like double speed as if his fingers were on fire. And as a performer, I mean, you know, I wasn't around to see him in the 50s, but my goodness, I have no idea how Eisenhower-era Americans must have responded to the sight and sound of this guy with the big hair and the flamboyant gestures. And, you know, his performances throughout his life were like, whether he was literally winking at you or not, it all felt like a big wink and a nod to me. And when you hear a song like Good Golly, Miss Molly, She Sure Likes to Ball, how did that line ever get played on the radio in the 1950s? A complete mystery to me.
Well, now we have to play Good Golly, Miss Molly. Little Richard, here it is.
You just have to.
Mama, Papa told me, son, you better watch yourself. If the new promise, Mama had to watch my promise.
John, who are some examples of modern artists that you can trace directly back to Little Richard?
Well, as I mentioned a moment ago, David Bowie for sure, Prince, of course. But why don't we just go to the Beatles?
Okay.
Because, You know, one of the things that Little Richard did was he added a word to the songwriter's vocabulary, and that word was woo. And the Beatles just picked up on that, you know, and you would hear it in songs like I Saw Her Standing There, where, you know, they would end a line with a woo that was clearly a callback to Little Richard.
Let's hear it. The Beatles. Oh, yeah, it's there. John Schaefer is host of WNYC. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Little Richard actually covered that song. So he heard something in there that he recognized.
John Schaefer is host of WNYC Soundcheck and News Sounds. John, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Allison.
This is Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.